destroy it. And that Kevin Nash was unable to do.
Stop it right there. Shut the music down. Shut it down.
Wait a minute.
Shut the stupid music down.
It's the world champion's entrance.
I ain't got time to watch you spray that stupid-ass water all over the crowd. You ain't gonna spit your water, and you're not gonna strut around like some kind of hotshot. We got business to talk about, so you might as well spit the water on the floor, come in the ring. We got things we got to talk about.
Y'all know who the fuck it is, how the fuck it is, and what the fuck it is, and all the other fucks it is and shit. We back like motherfucking Voltron, as always, you know.
You already know it.
Motherfucking STS with Dub and the Brown Bear. And today, first and foremost, coming back to the show as usual, the motherfucking authentic Dre.
Swallow it.
Or as we say, Big Dre from the Swallow Authentic it. Dre podcast. Take you know it. What I'm saying? And in case y'all motherfuckers haven't noticed and been looking, like we talked about on the first one back, 55 or whatever the fuck it was, to my motherfucking left, I know it's been a minute. Y'all ain't seen him seen the pictures or heard him in a while. This fat, greasy chicken eating.
Fat, crackling eating ass.
Oh, 2 tons of lard cooking ass motherfucking
extra
shit.
Extra bacon.
Oh, nine house
grease
nigga.
Eating.
Oh, seasoned shrimp ass,
fucking
cooking
bottom
ass.
Bottom of the bag, fry eating ass.
Oh, digging in the bottom for chip crumb ass.
Long
nigga.
John Silver's nuggets at the fucking bottom of the bag eating motherfucker.
Hell still yeah. Bottomless fries at Red Robin, motherfucker. Y'all
this
already know who the fuck it is.
This nigga got an 8-basket minimum of bottomless fries at Red
yeah.
Robin and shit.
In case y'all didn't realize or remember, this motherfucking fat man is back in the motherfucking building.
That's right.
Hide your Twinkies, hide your ho-hos.
Hide it all.
Hide them motherfucking fucking corned beef sandwiches and
corned
shit.
Beef
this nigga's
sandwiches,
back.
Hide your fat back, hide your hog maws.
Hell hide yeah. your hoes and the condoms.
Hell yeah.
Hide them all. Cuff your bitch.
Right.
Hell no. Hey, y'all got to get
a
little closer to
y'all
mics because I can hear
your fridge.
That loud.
Yep.
Say what?
No, I said you weren't that loud, so I think I think Dre got to move his mic up some or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Wheezy Jefferson ass motherfucker.
There we go. Hell yeah.
Moving up and shit.
Yeah, moving on up. Hey, so before we get everything cracking and, you know, getting, you know, fast back into the fold and shit, shout out to motherfucking Simply Spiked. So y'all motherfuckers can see it. We're going to put it on that camera as well. Simply Spiked. You know, that's the drink of the day. Drink number one of the day for the episode. Drink number two, Dub, you got to hold that one up there. It's brought to you by Old Smoky Moonshine.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Hell, yeah. Put that in the camera, either that one or that one. You know what I'm saying? So y'all motherfuckers can see the Old Smoky.
With
you know
the
what I'm saying? The Old Smoky. Yeah. That's some old shit I just happened to see one day and was like, shit, let's get it with the diced pineapples and see what the fuck this motherfucker do. Hopefully we ain't too fucked up, but.
Oh, Wale ass nigga with the diced pineapples and shit.
Hey, let your bra eat that bitch and eat some good pussy. That's
hell
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. That bitch might go both ways after drinking that
Hell
shit.
Hell no.
Winning.
Hell no. Hey, look. So
winning.
I'm going to take a little shot of this Old Nation.
That Tiger
No, blood. No. The Old Smoky. Because everything is old today. Old Smoky, Old Nation. We old out. So, you know.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you got to get an Old Nation. It's proper due, man.
Oh, yeah. Drink number two is also brought to you by Old Nation as well. Because we're going to probably crack a couple of them bitches, too.
That's
so,
number three.
Right, right.
Well, yeah, number three. Yeah,
he already out of order. See what I'm talking about?
Oh, this Old Smoky is delicious, nigga. Oh,
it is. That shit lit, man.
Oh, the pina colada with the pineapples. Oh,
game changer.
Ooh, yeah, man. That's
game changer.
Yeah, that. Now I got to get a couple more bottles of that shit. That's gonna be that new lit shit. Hey, they got a peach one too, and that I hear that peach is out cold too. With peaches in that motherfucker.
peaches in her mouth.
Hell yeah. Shit, you about to get some kids made up in this bitch.
Not in my house.
Right. Shit, not in mine either.
Hey, medically, I damn sure ain't making none, so I'm good.
Me neither. Mine neither. That's what I'm saying. Shit.
Nah, she catching them, though.
You call down the thunder, well, now you got it.
Oh, Thor ass, you want me to put the hammer down, ass nigga?
Right, right. Oh, you want me to put the hammer down? Shit. I'll put the hammer down.
Fuck yeah.
No fucks given.
Hell nah, man. Hell nah. Hey, man, so look, man, just to close out, or not close out, to start up and shit, I got a few topics we're going to jump into just to get some shit going. Mm-hmm. And also, we probably gonna have if this motherfucker gets here in time, I ain't gonna say who or how, but we might have another motherfucking special guest in the building on the video. Okay.
Midnight special.
Hey, yeah. the midnight special, the midnight runner and shit. Man, this nigga, man. So yeah, we got a couple topics and shit, man. So just to get into it, a couple of them is a little old because it's been a while since we had to do this shit. I got an Arnold for us. This one's super old, but again, it's just been that long since we were, you know, all of us been together to record. I wanted to wait till we was all to do it. First thing I want to touch on, like I said, I know it's a little old, but still, that's my guy. RIP to my man Hutch, you know what I'm saying, from Hutch to Jewelry and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That was my nigga right there. We ain't seen him in forever, but Hutch got me my start in the jewelry game long, long time ago. Like, I've been fucking with Hutch 20 plus. You know what I'm saying?
He was in Northland, right?
Yeah, he was in Northland at first because that's when I was taking Fats over there to get shit. And you know what I'm saying? That, you know, he did a lot of shit. And he started off, it was really just his mom and pop's store. Then they got out the business and then he took over and shit. And then he blew it up from there and shit. And it to the point where, like, everybody who was who, and he was like the Jacob the Jeweler of the D.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got shit from this nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He went out a fucked up way, you know what I'm saying, getting gunned down on some bullshit. But, you know what I'm saying, RIP to my man Hutch. That was some wild shit, but though, you still got me, man. That's my man's.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Third. Second thing here, man, again, this one's super old too, but again, like I said, it's been a while. Nigga, my Arnold of the motherfucking day, well, for the week, the month, or whatever, is motherfucking Amber Heard, nigga. Johnny Depp's
Way the fuck, nigga.
Like I said, it's been
that
a while, nigga. It's been a while.
Ass out here popping caps and shit.
Hey, man. That bitch was talking about 100 mil.
Nigga, here's why this bitch is the Arnold of the day, nigga. Arnold of the week or month or whatever. Nigga, so this motherfucking broad painted this nigga Johnny Depp weaselly ass. Because he a weasel ass nigga. But painted this nigga like he was just whooping her ass, talking all kind of shit, throwing eggs in her face and all kind of bullshit. And then come to find out when he come to court, she the bitch that's fucking him up and talking all kind of dumb shit. And then gets mad at her lawyers. This video of her cussing her legal team out when she lost the motherfucking case. And she had to pay this nigga like, what, $15 million or $20 million or some old dumb ass shit?
Hold on, wait. The exact number is 22.
It was 22? His lawyer fee was 2 mil. This is a dumbass mother. Man, stupid mother.
Oh, you forgot the worst part.
Hit him with the worst part.
This bitch shitted in the bed on purpose.
Yeah.
The bitch shitted in the bed.
Yeah,
she dropped the deuce in the bed.
Yeah, shit, laughing.
Ignorant mother. What the fuck kind of shit is that, man?
Hold on, wait a minute. Here go a bonus, too. They try to make it seem like that she was broke as shit, so she wore the same dress like three quarter appearances.
Right. Bitch, you got money.
They kicked her ass off Aquaman too, though. They kicked her ass off that bitch.
That shit.
Yeah, she was in Aquaman too.
She was in Aquaman.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who was she playing in Aquaman?
The same chick she was Aquaman 1, his love interest.
Yeah.
Oh,
the main little chick.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. Well, fuck the hell
then. Yeah, she done fucked that shit up.
See, once again, if you ain't swallowed up, you ain't followed.
Yeah. That's right, dog.
Yeah, flush her ass out the toilet.
Hell no, man. Yeah, that's, you know, we're going to get the shit out there for the shenanigans. All right. Tigers fired Al Avila. We're going to jump into some sports shit here. We're going to kind of jump around and shit, but, you know, just going with the Tigers first with that. Tigers fired Al Avila.
Finally.
Man, please can we get the claps on that, man? Because, man, they finally got rid of this punk motherfucker, man. I don't even know why the fuck he got the job in the first place, man. Illich was cool, but, man, goddamn, I wouldn't have hired his bitch ass.
Where's
man,
the toilet shit? Because that nigga was shit.
That was terrible. Man. Terrible. And I hope whoever the fuck they get back up in that bitch, man, actually does some shit. and can turn it around like Weaver did, man, for the Pistons. Because otherwise, dog, the Tigers going to be fucked, man. They already got some nice little shit, but they need some more complimentary pieces. And I think that's part of why they was falling the fuck apart, man. I'm not even blaming that on Hinch. Hinch is too good of a motherfucking manager to just be like, shit. Yeah, nigga, he fucking up.
If that nigga stay around, man. Because I think he got an opt-out or something that he can get out his contract after this season.
He do.
Yeah, he going nowhere. I thought it was next year.
Yeah, I don't think he going nowhere neither because I think he still got the stain on his ass from that bullshit with the World Series and shit.
With the Houston Astros and shit.
Yeah, so I think he got to actually do good here before a motherfucker will be like bringing back.
He got influence on the next GM, so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It might be the motherfucker he was in Houston with.
And they was talking that shit, too.
Yeah,
they was talking that shit. That basically, they giving him the power like that. Like, yeah, nigga, who you want, nigga?
Get your popcorn ready. Because, nigga, they say that nigga Chris Illich don't know what the fuck he doing, dog.
He don't.
Fuck,
you can tell he don't.
He really doesn't.
You can tell he don't. Yeah. He don't give a fuck. He thinking it was just like a business. His pops actually was like Steinbrenner, man. That nigga had his heart in it and shit. Right. You know. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we going to see, nigga.
I believe in weave, man. I believe in weed.
Hell no.
Shout out to Jaden Ivey's mama.
Facts.
Well, shout out.
AKA Jay's future baby mama.
Shout out.
Dre over there like with your fine ass girl.
Shit, she fine as fuck.
Hell no.
Nah. That pass had to get it in.
Hell no, nah, nigga. That's wild. Hey, another quick one here, too. What's up with the man? I can't think of his name. The dude that's the quarterback for King, man. What's up with him going to Oregon, man?
No, I have no clue.
Oh, this nigga, I forget his name. But I know what you're talking
about. This little dude picked Oregon over. And now you know I'm an Oregon ass nigga. That's like my West Coast team and shit. But still, nigga, I'm like, dog, you couldn't even pick state. I mean, I'm kind of glad he did.
But what was his options? You can,
the world, nigga. He's like the number one quarterback prospect for like 2023, nigga.
That's crazy, man. I know what it was. It was the jerseys, man.
You can't even like Oregon. You can't fuck with Oregon in New Jersey game.
The
nigga.
Nike deal, all that shit.
They stuck Bill Knight being there, you can't fuck with it.
Nah.
Yeah, he probably got some type of NIL deal out of it with Nike.
Oh, hell yeah. You know I what? Guarantee you 10 million a year.
That's probably exactly what the fuck it was. Because he could have got it with Michigan, with Jordan and shit. But at the same time, it ain't going to be the same like it would directly with Nike and shit.
Right.
No, Michigan ain't really doing that. And if you listen to this motherfucker. Yeah, Harbaugh is not hyping up NIL at all.
He's not hyping it up, but you know niggas is getting that shit. I bet you know, certain players that's going to be called, they're going to get that shit.
I'm going with it.
It's not going to be celebrated, but yeah, they're going to get that shit.
Ducks and fucks, man. You know what I mean? Ducks and fucks.
That's
right, man. Hey, did y'all hear that Barry Sanders' son was a walk-in at state?
He got another son?
Yeah.
I said he got another one?
Walk-in at state.
That's going to college?
Walk-in at state.
Nigga,
running back. Running back. He wearing number 20.
Right.
I heard nothing about this.
I thought both his sons already played and was gone already.
Nah. Yeah. I know he had a son that went to USC or some shit.
So he had the one that went to Oklahoma State or Oklahoma, one of the two.
Yeah. And then he had another one.
No. He went to Stanford.
Stanford.
But, yeah, I can swear he had one that went to – maybe he went and started Oklahoma, then went to Stanford. But I know he had two.
That's the youngest.
One went to USC or something.
Yeah, I can swear they both already went to college and done with it.
Went to the league and ain't really do too much. Yeah. One of them was doing special teams, kickoff return. Yeah.
This is his youngest son. I think his name is Nicholas.
Man, how many kids this nigga got, dog? I thought he only had like three, like two boys and a girl or some shit.
Man, hell no. Knocking them bitches down.
Swallow
and follow, man. I told you.
he was with old girl from Channel 7. I know they ain't together no more.
Yeah, they ain't.
Yeah, one of them.
But that's what I'm saying. I thought he only had two kids with her because his oldest son, I think that's Little Barry. He was with a chick he was with, you know, from whatever. Because I guess that one grew up back in his hometown. Was it Wichita or whatever, in Kansas or whatever, Oklahoma or wherever the fuck he was from?
Yeah, Nicholas Sanders. He has four kids. Nicholas Sanders is a walk-in.
And so he probably the baby then.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, ain't that about a bit.
You better not suck. His kids is like Jordan's kids, nigga.
They suck, not on the football team, but on the basketball team.
When you that good, nigga? Yeah, it's hard to live up to your pops when your pops that damn good.
He's not playing football. He's playing basketball.
Oh, okay.
He's still gonna suck,
right?
But he's still wearing number 20 though,
right? Even still, nigga, as a walk on, he ain't, you know. Izzo giving him the hometown lookout because that's his pops and shit, nigga.
Nigga went to country night.
I don't mean shit, nigga. Give him the hometown lookout.
If you got the bread, you can go to country.
Right, nigga. That don't mean shit.
What Or if you that damn, cause I think Chris Webber went to Country Day or some of that shit.
Yeah, Chris Webber went. Him and his son went. Yeah. Not his son, his brother.
Battier went to Country Day too.
There too.
Battier probably had money. I don't know. I know a nigga went to do. He just looked.
Them
like
niggas were smart though. Them niggas were smart and can ball. So you know, it was what it was.
Fuck Emmitt Smith, man. I just hate Barry. I keep holding on to that shit, man. Like fuck Emmitt Smith, man.
That shit, nigga. Hell yeah.
That's because Bear retired, man. You the all-time leader rusher, man. Fuck
that,
you.
Nigga. Yeah, that was bullshit,
Oh, yeah. Rockhead ass. That was nigga, that's
hey, man, pass me that old Smokey, man. I need some more of that.
That's the timeless argument, man. If Barry had that line, that nigga would have ran for a million.
Shit, Barry had would have ran for a million, nigga.
You gave Barry five more years.
Honestly, if he had y'all niggas on the front line, he'd have ran for a mil.
Hell yeah.
Fuck Emmitt.
Nigga, it's only a little swig that's left, then we got the crew. Nigga, who want the swig?
I'm waiting on the pineapples, man.
That's what I'm saying. Who want the swig?
I'll take the swig.
I'm telling you, take the swig.
Get the dub on the ones, the twos, man.
Hell
and then I'm going to slide that over there and shit, you know. So get that swig and then some of that fruit.
I just couldn't resist that, man.
I was waiting to see who was gonna pick that shit up, nigga.
Hell yeah.
That nigga nasty Nate Dawson.
Say that shit in Japanese. Wang Tang Tang, fuck Emmitt Smith. Wang Tang Tang.
The views and opinions of the authentic Dre, nigga, are not reflective of Dub and the Bear.
Wang Tang Tang Tang.
This is ridiculous, nigga. Oh my God, nigga. Dre's out here offending motherfuckers like fuck up and shit.
No fucks giving.
No fucks giving. God damn.
Fuck no.
I'm good now. I just had to say fuck Emmitt Smith, man.
Hell no, man. Hell no. Hey, so look, just to get into some more sports before.
Wait, bro, one second.
Okay. We're going to keep with football, though.
Fuck Frank Gore, too. This
linear,
yeah, I'm 80-year
playing motherfucker to climb up the running back,
right?
Yardage, you know what I'm saying? Because he don't want to go the fuck home.
He finally retired and shit, but that nigga played like 15 years past his prime and shit.
What, he like third or fourth on the all-time
nigga AP though? What's up with AP?
He passed Barry.
Yeah, fuck that nigga Frank Gore too, man.
What about AP?
He passed Barry too.
AP can't stop beating his kids.
Right. Right. He just whooping his kids' ass and shit. He gonna have to retire too in a minute.
Remember that shit we was talking about last night with Coach Weaver and shit?
Yeah. Oh,
shout out to Coach Weaver and
shout
shit.
Shout out to Coach Weaver.
The Bruise Brothers.
Yeah, we gonna fuck with them.
Yeah, we gonna do some collab shit with them. Yeah, they got a podcast about beers and whiskeys and
all
kinds of stuff.
Like, you know, black people black beer drinkers, owners and stuff like that, dog. Yeah. We shout out to Coast Weed, man.
Right,
we learned so much shit about liquor and single barrels and single malts and how you do. Be on the lookout. We got some shit that we planted, dog. It's gonna take a minute, but be on the lookout. We got some shit in the works, man.
We was chopping it up with him last night, and that's exactly what we was talking about. Like, you gotta be a certain different kind of motherfucker to play football.
Yeah,
so you gotta be a little off to just run at somebody full speed for 60 minutes, right?
Because it's a car. Every time you hit a motherfucker, dog, it's like a car crash, dog.
Right.
Especially at the pro level, you got motherfuckers that's running like 22 miles an hour and shit.
Right. But the thing with AP ass, you gotta know how to turn that shit off when you go home, dog. You know what I'm saying? You can't go home to the wife and kids and act like you're running the jet suite, dog.
Step off of your kids,
just laying people out
into the wall and shit.
Man, fuck them kids.
Slapping motherfuckers around.
Right, you got to turn that shit off.
You got to turn that shit off, man. And that nigga
just laying a smackdown on
him. Yeah, man, that nigga just out here slapping his kids, whooping them with belts and all kinds. Like, nigga, you's a strong ass nigga. Let the mama whoop their ass or something, nigga. Right. God damn.
You probably whooping her ass too for not whooping their ass.
I think he was at one point. Wasn't that one of the things? No, it was just the kids he was whooping their ass.
Just the kids.
Nigga bench pressing his own motherfucking kids and shit.
He did get into it with his wife on the plane and shit. Yeah. Remember they got kicked off a plane
that's what I thought. Going to Dallas or some shit or
and
Texas.
She was
or
like,
Oklahoma
oh, he
shit.
Ain't do that much. He yeah. Did, yeah, he got her in the right position. She just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what
you know what it is. Shut your ass up.
All right.
Yeah, man,
that's some wild shit.
That's some wild shit.
Shit, we need a bottle of that. For each one of us,
that's
shit.
That's
a
wild shit, man. How motherfucking females be taking that shit and they think that it's okay.
Yeah, man, that should be wild, man.
Yeah. That's
but,
crazy.
But, I mean, that's a whole other show, matter of fact.
That's a whole other show.
Matter of fact, that might be a topic for the ladies over at Let Them.
Shout out
it's
Let them.
Us, but it's Let Them Be Women.
That shit.
Note this.
I don't know. After that last episode, that was kind of deep, nigga. I don't know.
Yeah, note it. I'm coming through and I'm fucking they shit up, too.
I'm fucking that shit up.
Hey, make sure we got some moonshine for his ass going to the belly of the beast, man, because that shit's gonna be epic.
That shit's gonna be hilarious.
Right.
We're gonna have two old Smokies, the pineapple and the peach.
Hell yeah.
They're gonna let your ass up off the mat.
Right.
Crashing the
party. They're gonna be triple teaming this nigga, man.
Pull this nigga out.
I'm sitting on the couch, man, minding my fucking business.
Dying laughing. You're gonna catch me on camera rolling literally off the floor laughing at this nigga.
You need help, nigga. Just scream medic, nigga.
Right. Man, no.
Evac.
Oh, man.
Why nobody helping me? Why y'all ain't helping me? Y'all hear me going through this shit?
Hell no.
I'm like, swallow the follow, bro. That's all I got.
Swallow the follow.
Hell no. You asked for it. I'm going to let you have all that smoke.
Damn. Hell no.
Hey, so just getting back to the football shit. So how about this, man? And I want to discuss this one for a minute, man, because I want each one of y'all's individual input on this shit. Okay. So this came out a minute ago too, but I'm sure some of y'all probably seen this shit.
Oh yeah.
So Calvin Johnson, you know, former Lions, Hall of Fame receiver.
My nigga.
Shout out to Cal. Said he's ready and willing to help rookie wide receiver Jameson Williams. And this is a quote from Heavy on Lions Instagram page. Somebody else from Eric Woodyard. Excuse me. He actually posted it.
That's the ESPN new beat writer for the Lions.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, because I thought I'd seen his name before. Yeah. So it just says, Lions great Calvin Johnson tells ESPN he's willing to mentor rookie Jameson Williams. And quote, I don't mind being that person to help guys alleviate the learning curve, especially with him being drafted highly. So it's a lot of high expectations on him. I know what comes with that. So thoughts on that. And when I say thoughts on that, I mean on the terms of everything that Calvin got going on with the team, you know, the battle with the money, the how he do feel about him. But he feel a certain way about them because they still ain't gave him the money yet. But he's still in the mix of willing to help and shit.
I think Calvin got his money.
You think he did?
I think he got all his money.
He's not going to make an issue about that.
Think he did on the low?
Yeah, he got his money. Because if I was on the Lions, I'd have gave him his money on the low anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up. Here's your million you was bitching about. Shut the fuck up and come back to the family.
I think they were saying that shit when it was hot, when it was a hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they couldn't just give him the money. They had to do some type of bullshit. Damn near like a contract or some dumb shit.
And that is that part of why they was offering him, like, to do, like, the Barry shit and come back?
Yeah, yeah, they wanted to give him, like, half of it and then come back and do so many appearances or some shit. And that shit got out. Yeah, maybe they did just get that nigga that shit under the table and was like, shit, just take that shit.
Yeah, because it kind of, I ain't going to say it went away, but niggas ain't really been hearing about that shit or talking about it lately and shit in the last few months or whatever. So
my opinion on it is the fact that I truly believe he got his money. Off the top.
Before you reached out, you said
before,
that
way,
out,
right? Way before he even reached out, I think he got his money. But how y'all
feel about him, you know, being in the mix to help out with the receivers?
Nigga,
though,
that shit would be great, nigga.
No, it'll be great because their wide receiver coach sucks ass.
You think so?
Oh, no, that motherfucker was Jameson Williams.
That's Randall L, man. I don't know.
Randall L now?
Yeah.
Could be a Hall of Famer,
but
man.
He's more of a slot receiver, though. He's not a deep ball.
Shit, Antoine Randall L was a weapon, nigga. That nigga was a quarterback, a deep ball, a slot. Now, nigga.
Hey, but I'll say this, though, nigga, about this nigga Randall L. Nigga, what he got out of St. Brown?
Yeah, nigga.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, did he win a Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh, though? Randall L got a ring.
Yeah, he won a ring. Him and Deuce won a Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
Oh, Horseman Deuce?
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah. Hey. And shout out, real quick, shout out to that nigga. Shout out to motherfucking, basically, they whole fucking staff.
Mm-hmm.
Brunel, I'm still a little shaky.
Okay, hold on.
And the reason why I say that, dog, y'all know how I've been, man. I've been saying it for the longest in our chat shit. And I've been saying it even on here, man, a while back. Man, fuck them niggas. That's what was my feeling. I ain't fucking with them for the longest.
Who?
The Lions. Remember, I was talking all that shit, saying until they get good, I ain't fucking with them, even after they hired your mans. Uh-huh. But after watching Hard Knocks, dog, look. That nigga got me ready to run through the wall for his ass too, nigga. I ain't even lie, dog.
But you gotta remember, I was in the group chat, like, you can't make this shit up laughing every week while y'all was so optimistic. I was like, 5-12.
Right. Nigga, you see what I said? I said even this year, they're gonna be the best 5-12 team we'd never seen, nigga. But I'm gonna tell you this. I think they're gonna be competitive. I hate to say it, but like we was talking about before, and I think we might have talked about them on 55 when we first came back.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are gonna fuck around. Now, Jared Goff is the key. This is what's fucked up. So this is what's going to happen. Either two things. First of all, my input on the Calvin shit with the receivers, I love it. Hopefully he do it, and these motherfuckers turn out to be beasts. All they can do is make St. Brown even better, and Williams be like a fucking animal. Same thing with TJ and all the other motherfuckers and shit. And shout out to Greg Olsen having like a tight end U type of camp where it's like 80 motherfuckers and they all just get together and just be working and shit. But golf is the key to all of this shit. I know we've been saying it, but if you really, really watch and pay attention, dog, he's the key to all of this shit. Him and whoever they got in their DBs. Their DBs are a complete weakness, dog. Like we talked about before, this nigga Okuda is a bum.
DBs are fucked up.
But he's a bust because they let. I don't know if you've seen the last one. It was some undrafted nigga out of Central State. Central Michigan. I forget my man's name. He cooked the shit out this nigga.
You talking about in like practice?
Yeah.
You talking about, what's his name? Higginbottom?
It's like Pimple Popper.
Pimpleton. Pimpleton.
Pimple.
Yeah, they call him Pimp.
He call him
shit.
Pimp and shit. Yeah. This nigga, he's fast, but he cooked this nigga. I mean, he cooked this nigga a couple times. I'm like, dog, this is not a good look for your ass to go back to corner. He should have went to safety. He probably would have been okay. But the reason why I say golf is the key, because they're going to wind up having a top five. We won't only say five. We'll say top ten. They're going to wind up having a top ten O-line, a top ten running game. They're going to have probably a top 15 passing game. The defense is going to fall off. Yes, when Williams get back, bro, with him, TJ, and motherfucking St. Brown, they're going to have a top 15 passing game.
They're
going to have. They got Shark and they got Reynolds. And that Kennedy dude, the little white boy. Dog. Yeah.
You know why they're going to have a top 15 pass game?
You can't cut that dude, man.
Because the defense is going to
Who you
going to
cut to keep him?
You think the defense is going to suck ass
nigga.
Again?
The pimp nigga. Niggas I like average. Him too, but dog, nigga. You can't cut Kennedy,
you just
dog.
Rifled off four. No, okay, all right.
You can't cut. Right. That's what I'm saying. They're going to keep You know they're going to keep four.
So give me the record.
They're going to keep four as a
minimum. Let's do receivers right now.
They're going to keep
the depth chart right now.
Let's do it. You got chart.
Yep.
One.
You got Reynolds.
Two. Yep.
You got St. Brown.
Yep. Three.
You got Williams.
Yep.
That's four. Already four, my nigga. Right. They what about Khalif Raymond?
Cut it.
Five.
You shit. No, can't go do that. You can't cut Khalif Raymond.
Because he could be a punt returner, kick returner, too.
Right.
Hey, you think Reynolds ain't? Not Reynolds.
St. Brown.
Kennedy ain't.
No. But you got to think. They got to justify Trinity Benson because they traded that pick last year.
Right. I forgot about Benson.
Fuck him.
Now,
they got to justify him.
Hey, how many receivers do they normally keep? About what, six?
Five.
So they don't keep five. Yeah. So you done named three other niggas that's getting cut right now.
Yeah, but they all gotta go. You got four saying. That ain't going nowhere.
But they said that's they want to sneak one on the practice squad because you gotta think they said when Jameson Williams come back, one of the receivers is ass out.
Yep. Gotta be.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And Kennedy been showing his ass off. He been looking way that he's on. The league is on notice about this nigga.
That's Danny Amendola, man. You ain't know that?
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they're not cutting him. They not. If they do, they'd be stupid too.
Wow.
It might just be a numbers game, dog. We'll
fuck Trinity Benson.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
Trinity Benson gotta go.
That nigga Cephas Sepas.
Cephas gotta go.
That nigga gotta go.
He always injured, so he don't count.
All right. That nigga's out.
Question.
Shit, but what about Pimpleton? Pimpleton got speed, though. He cooking niggas.
Nah, I would put him, I would stash him on the practice squad.
If you can.
I think he can.
What if you can?
I think they will.
What if niggas gonna snatch him up too?
I don't think they will.
Today gonna determine that shit.
And here's the thing, and if they do, I'd rather they snatch him. Than Kennedy, because like you said, Kennedy is one of them Amendola short-handed ass niggas, dog.
You got to see that nigga against first team, though.
I bet you he do it, though.
Shit, my nigga been going
against I bet you he do it.
Did he start last week?
Yeah, I think he did.
That nigga started against, but the other team starters was twos too, nigga. It ain't like he was going up against Jalen Ramsey or no shit.
He was a slot motherfucker, but even still.
While you playing, Jalen Ramsey done got cooked a lot lately.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
He got
banked. I'm just saying, I would keep this, but my point is, They're gonna be sweet there. They're gonna have a good rush from Hutchinson. Now the rest of the D line, I don't.
But that's the thing, though.
And linebacker, they're gonna be solid with your man Rico or Rodrigo or Chico Miko, whatever the hell the nigga name is.
But that itty bitty motherfucker who like to hit people.
Since you're saying the defense is gonna be solid. I said they're gonna be solid with him and Hutchinson.
That's what I'm saying. Okay,
suck.
Okay. But what are we giving their record this year? Considering their schedule is
they're gonna be the best 5-12 team you ever seen.
But their schedule is easy as fuck. I'm glad Fat said that shit.
Cause that's just where the fuck what I was going. Cause
yeah.
Then this is where you start drinking the Kool-Aid and shit. Yeah. Right? For all the shit that you just said, That's not a fucking 5-win team, my guy.
No, but it's not.
That's nine wins.
I'm going 10.
Listen. That's where I was going.
Shit, he said.
Listen. That's exactly where I was going. So stay with me. Like I said, my personal is they're gonna be the best 5-12 team. That's my hope. So we get a good pick. But they gonna fall into that trap like we've been talking about. They're gonna wind up being like a 9-10 win team, missing the playoffs, being that mediocre slot. So now they're gonna have to package them two picks if they wanna come up and get a quarterback.
Oh, that's the move anyway. I've been on that shit since it happened.
Fuck but nigga, course. That's stupid. I get it. No, I get it.
They don't need nothing else.
They need corners, they need another linebacker, they need tackles.
Their schedule is fucking, it's like the Cowboys. Their schedule is easy as fuck.
You can get corners in second.
Nigga, these pineapples fire, nigga.
You don't need corners.
Damn.
Shit, nigga, if Okuda ain't showed you nothing else, you don't need corners in first round, nigga. You can get them in the second, third rounds.
Look at that second round.
We got a second round curse.
That's why I think they should have drafted my man Sauce.
Sauce Gardner. Nigga.
Not over Hutch, nigga.
Nigga, here's
no,
the thing.
No, I'm talking about...
Hutch is the truth.
Yeah.
I know Hutch is the truth.
I wouldn't have took nobody over that nigga.
No. What I'm saying is, you know, in a... What pick did Sauce go?
Four.
Four or five.
He went fourth?
He went two picks after
to where?
Hutch is a nigga.
To where, the Giants?
No, the Jets.
The Jets. Yeah.
Okay.
So he already screwed from the jump.
Nigga. Wait. Time out. Nigga, the moonshine itself was smooth. The pineapples, though? Good God.
That's why I'm pouring this.
It's like all the shit got soaked into the fruit, nigga.
That's what happens when you put fruit in there. It soaks up all the alcohol.
Nigga, I tell you, it's soaked. Oh, my God.
Nigga, they first fucking five games, nigga.
Yeah.
Run them off. I can tell you what their record going to be.
We talked about that on the show.
Loss.
That's an L.
Shit.
That's an L.
You know what?
Do you really think so, though?
I would say it's a possibility.
If it's a possibility. That's money, a W. That's at
I
home.
I put money on the Lions to win that game.
That's at home. That's a W. Washington, at home.
Win.
Dub.
That's a win.
Dub.
Seattle, at home.
Dub.
Win.
We'll give them a win.
Miami.
That's a loss. That's an L.
At Miami?
That's a loss. That's that first road.
So that's another toss-up game, but I'm willing to go on the L on that.
Tyreek Hill going to murder their ass because they ain't got no corner.
I got to see Miami because I ain't seen none of the shit they did with that offense.
But what if
they get the Tua, though?
So we'll say they 2-2.
What if Hutch go off?
Right.
What if they get the Tua and fuck the whole offense?
Okay, who's the fifth game?
Let's say they 2-2.
Who's the fifth game?
Let's say they 2-2. Yeah, who's the fifth, sixth, the next four games?
Hold on, wait a minute. It just went out.
I mean, you supposed to have that shit, man. What the fuck?
Well, I'm going to say my record. Because the first time I said originally 5-12.
That nigga Fats is back.
My original record was 5-12. But based on Hard Knocks, the way shit is playing out,
okay,
I changed my pick to 7.
Okay, hold on.
7-10.
I got it. Okay, wait a minute. So they first four is the Eagles.
Win.
Washington.
Win.
Yep. Vikings.
Win.
Seahawks.
No, they're at Minnesota, right?
They're not going to beat the fucking Vikings,
man.
Yeah, they're at Minnesota.
That's a loss.
They're not going to beat. At least not in that game.
We can take a L on that.
At least not in that game.
Seahawks.
Win.
Are they at Seattle or are they at home?
Right.
They at home.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Because they start Geno Smith. That's a win.
Yeah, that's a win.
Patriots.
In New England?
That's a loss.
Yes. That's an L.
That's a loss.
That's a W.
That's a loss, shit. Nigga. That's
man,
a loss.
They gonna praise Matt Patricia, man. Fuck him.
Nigga, that's going to be a loss.
Off of emotion,
that ain't the match you got to worry about.
Nigga, that's a loss, nigga.
That ain't the match you got to worry about. Right.
I give it a loss.
You got to worry about Mac Jones.
Cowboys.
That's an L.
Home or away?
Away.
That's lost. That's an L either way.
They're going to cheat for them niggas, so that's an L.
That's a cheat. Right. I get that one the L.
Uh-huh.
Dolphins at home.
That's an L.
Nah.
I ain't ready to call it. You just said it yourself
that was an L.
The Dolphins?
Dolphins?
Nah. If they pass rush gets the Tua.
Yeah, Tyreek. You can see that whole Lance made off. A good point. If the pass rush get the Tua, then that's going to negate Tyreek. So
unless they try to do some old quick outs.
You know, Tua only can throw that bitch 40 yards.
Right.
Okay, wait. Okay, so we're going to do this shit for real. What's
the line on the Lions and Dolphins?
Let's do it this way. Okay, let's start over because I'm going to take
That's
note of this
question.
Shit.
That's a way to look at that shit.
So, hold on. We're going to take note of this shit. I'm gonna count them off. So start from the beginning. So with the Eagles.
Win.
So y'all thinking a win.
I think they should win.
That's
that game.
A W.
Okay.
I ain't saying a blowout, but that's gonna be a W.
So you think that's a win? I'm against that
by like two.
I'm saying 7 plus.
I think that's a toss up. But okay, what's game number two?
Commanders.
Okay, so that's a W.
That's a W.
That's a W.
Mandos.
Vikings.
Niggas can't
win. That's
no,
an L.
No draws that game. Or Commando.
Ball swinging, nigga.
Seahawks.
That's a dub.
Patriots.
That's an L.
Cowboys.
Loss.
Dolphins.
I'm saying an L, but I'm going with the consensus. So y'all
think I'm gonna call that shit a pickle. I don't see them going.
That's the reason. It's the reason why the motherfucker
the
E-draft.
But I'm thinking it's an L. I'm going to L because I know the history. It's the Lions. Hey. I'm not.
We all need to get together for that game. Yeah, that's what we have.
I'm not letting the feelings get in my way of making these picks. Okay, so
I'm trying not to. But I don't see them losing three games in a row.
So I'm giving you. We already got them at three in a row.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see them losing three games in a row.
Packers.
So I think they might beat the Dolphins.
Home or away?
Home.
That's a win.
Either way, that's an L.
No, they'll be.
It's gonna be an L, bro.
Because they go.
Wait. Who the Packers just signed? They just signed.
I don't give a fuck who they signed.
They're Sammy Watkins.
Listen, they're gonna lose at home, and they'll fuck around and beat them in Green Bay.
They still got in the last game of the year again and shit.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's gonna. I think they'll beat Green Bay at home and lose
either,
on the road.
It's either them or Minnesota, but you know.
Bears. Yeah.
The Bears,
home or away?
Away.
Loss.
Yeah, that's an L.
Giants. Actually, damn, why? That could be a pickle.
Oh, man.
The Bears suck ass.
The Bears sucked ass last year, and they still lost to them, though.
Also, penalty shit, this year, bro.
The Bears ain't shit.
The Lions got a better team than last year, though.
You know what?
It's the fucking
Bears. I'm going to go on a limb and say the Lions win that game.
Nah, I'm taking a dub on that one.
Okay, so I'll take that one.
I'm taking a win.
Okay.
Bills.
Fuck the Bears.
No, I'm sorry. Giants.
Home or away?
Fuck Fields.
You know what? No, that's a W. I think they can beat the Giants.
The Giants
is in shittier shape than us.
Yeah.
Roquan Smith don't even want to fucking be there.
They play the Bills on Thanksgiving.
Oh, they'll get destroyed.
They'll get destroyed. Oh, yeah, that's a rail. They'll get raped that game.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be jail sex.
Yeah.
That'll get fucked up that game.
That's going to be I love you, man.
No condoms. Spikes
you
on that shit.
That's going to be your man. I want you.
Right.
And I'm going to get you.
They're having spikes up there.
You going to eat that cocktail?
Right.
Going to eat your cornbread.
Cocktail fruit.
Jaguars.
That's a win.
That's a win. Yeah.
Vikings.
Away or home?
Home.
That's a win.
That's a win. Yeah, they're going to split with the Vikings.
I'll Jets.
Say the Jets?
Mm-hmm. Away?
Away.
They'll beat the Jets.
They'll fuck around and lose
in
to the
snow?
Jets.
In the snow in New York?
They'll fuck around and lose to the Jets.
Oh, no, they'll lose that game.
They're going to fuck around and lose to the Jets.
Panthers.
That's a win.
Home.
Away.
This should be a win regardless.
No, because
Baker Mayfield might do some dumb shit. I hate that.
He might have his out of body experience.
Baker going okay. Okay.
He might have his out of body experience.
Okay.
You heard it here, folks. Mike, write that down.
Okay. And then who else?
Bears.
That's a win too. I think they're gonna sweep the Bears.
Okay.
They should. Shit.
So that record turns into what?
And wait. And is that the last game?
No.
Oh, Green Packers. Bay.
Packers lost
at
Lambeau.
Okay, so
depends on what they're playing for.
Yeah, depends on where you're at.
So you think they're going to lose twice to the Packers?
Wild card is in state, they losing that game.
Okay.
That's why I said 7-10 or some shit.
And that's the last game?
Yeah.
Okay, so look, let me tell you, I'm going to count the losses that y'all said. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Y'all niggas think they're going to go 10-7.
Fuck yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think it's 7-10 because some of them are pick'em.
Nigga, all the ones
I said a couple pick'ems though.
No.
Y'all niggas got them going 10-7, dog. Y'all niggas
got them going. I say 10-7.
Even on the rebuild.
I'm saying 10-6.
Because listen, 11-6. Because listen, here's the thing. You take the pick'em with the Dolphins. So that
Green Bay at home.
Wait, that brings you 8. No, I counted that as a dub because y'all picked that as a dub. If you count the Eagles one as a pick'em,
that's two.
So now you're only talking what 10. So now you're talking
9 and 9.
You're talking eight and nine.
I just want them to beat the shit out of the Cowboys.
You got to think, dog. And I'm going off of the shit that you said. You almost said a top 5 offensive line.
Right.
You gave them top 10. You gave him a top 10 running game,
right,
and a top 15 passing game.
I agree.
Why is that? That's at least 500, my nigga. At least.
But the defense ain't shit.
Okay.
Aiden Hutchinson.
So basically, and what you're saying, nigga. So basically, what you're saying is
coming back.
That nigga gonna be hurt. That nigga's paper thin, nigga.
Nah, so basically, Julian, what you're saying, not Romeo though.
Listen, so what
you're saying too, nigga. That nigga is motherfucking squeezed cheese on some chili cheese fries.
This nigga said squeezed cheese.
That nigga is super soft. Nigga.
So you said that linebacker should be straight. Not secondary. Yeah. The safeties might be all right. But yeah, the corners.
Walker gonna be cool, but they gonna get cooked.
Yeah,
they gonna get cooked.
You know what? I'm gonna say this.
Because the Warriors, they number one, dog, now. And that's terrible because he's decent, but he ain't that.
The defense, their front line, is going to be nice. I'm telling you what's going to get
you. It's not, nigga.
Listen, I'm saying from past years' experience of watching the Lions fuck up a fucking fourth quarter.
Let me get that bottle while you're talking.
Pass that over.
If they fuck, once again, they're going to fuck up the fourth quarter. And it's going to be the DB's fault.
I don't think so.
Now, the Lions going to get Roquan Smith from the Bears.
If you
that would be lovely, but you know that ain't going to happen.
Who the fuck would do that?
Roquan Smith?
I mean, I'm saying, why would the Bears get that shit in division?
That's what I'm saying, because it's in division.
Yeah,
but
you would never get that nigga in division. No. Yeah.
Why you think Garoppolo's still sitting in San Francisco? Because Seattle won't that nigga. That's why they keeping that nigga on the roster.
Who?
San Francisco.
Keeping who?
Jimmy.
Garoppolo? Because if they cut him, he's going straight to Seattle.
Yeah, he's going straight there.
That's why, Roquan's will never come here.
But they almost got no choice to cut this nigga Jimmy. But back to these niggas.
Shit.
That's the problem, though.
That's a long-standing bet.
They'll pay him to be a backup.
Listen. That's the problem, though, with these niggas, man. Look, if they do all of that shit, who are they really going to beat? And here's the problem with it. I know it's preseason and shit. I know it's preseason. But, nigga, look at that motherfucker, the way they lost that Atlanta game, dog.
Okay, but as we're recording right now, the Lions has not played Pittsburgh. And Blau, that's old sucker-ass nigga who ain't shit from the jump.
Yeah, he gonna get cut. Shit. He gonna get cut. I mean, like the dude. Good dude. But he gonna get cut, man.
And his wife ain't even that cute. I'm like,
they gonna keep Boyle.
She ain't even cute. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dre said, fuck that bitch.
You hyping this broad up, and she ain't even cute. What the fuck? Bitch can run. I know a lot of bitches that can run.
Damn.
Again, the views and opinions of Dre from the Authentic Dre podcast are not reflective of the.
I'm sorry, this ain't my show, but it just came out.
Hell no.
Man.
Hell no.
That bitch ain't even cute.
I'm giving them 10 and 7, man.
I'm still sticking with my 7 and 10 because they're going
to
do.
It's hard to go away from at least 9 wins.
They're going
to
have a Lions
it's
moment.
As fucked up as the NFC is, I think they got a shot at
it. And it's like, yeah, and then we holding on to the fact we on some SOL shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whether, you know, subconscious or not, it's like they the fucking Lions. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to
blow some shit. That's what I'm saying. Y'all niggas
this is what's
Kool-Aid.
Predicted. This is what's predicted.
But if you believe in what they sowing on Hard Knocks and the way they playing for the coaches and shit, dog.
I'm giving them 10
before I lose this game, I'm telling you.
I'm with that, and I'm with it 100%, but I think the talent level gap from everybody on the defense, minus Hutchinson, minus the Rodrigo nigga, and maybe Tracy Walker, I think the talent gap – I'll not take that back. Barnes is cold, too, and he's going to be in a second year, so he's going to be nice.
He just said that motherfucker got a mental side. That's his problem.
But outside of them three players – nigga, they're not going to get a push on the O-line.
I like the Okwara dude.
They're not going to get a push on the O-line. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be that deal, but once they start getting tape on this nigga and see it, they're going to start triple-teaming his ass, double-teaming him.
Everybody else got
to
eat.
Like they did a Dominican Sue?
They're going to put a tight end on his ass to chip him.
I wish they would go get Sue, dog.
I think so, too.
And
the thing about it is, when they do that, all the rest of them niggas on the D-line ain't shit.
Go get Sue.
Lee McNeil. Now, Levi Onwuzurike, his ass just can't fucking stay on the field.
He's about to get cut.
Then he ain't shit. He can't stay on the field. The nigga ain't shit. Fuck that nigga.
Look.
I'm saying, reach back. I show the emotion. Dub, I'm with you on that one.
Go get Sue.
I wish they would go get Sue, dog.
He ain't coming back, man. Even though he got business ventures and all kind of shit here, man, he ain't coming back because he's still ring chasing.
He ain't ring chasing no more. Sue was always about
to ring chasing. He already got a chip.
He going to want another one. He going to ring chase.
They don't want that nigga. Else he would have been signed already.
With who? With the Bucks?
You can take your
Kansas
pick.
City, nigga?
The Bucks ain't going to do it.
Because the Rams damn show ain't repeating.
Man, if they wanted
and
that
the
nigga,
Bucks
they
ain't going there.
By now.
The Bucks ain't going there.
Let that nigga go to Buffalo, nigga.
Yeah, well, Von Miller, oh, God.
I'm going to say this right now. And y'all might laugh at me.
And the rest of their defensive line,
it's
nigga.
A nasty.
But I'm willing to go on record right now to say the Lions in a stunning upset. On Thanksgiving Day.
And beat the Bills?
And beat the Bills.
Damn. Put some money on it.
Oh, I'm on it.
That sounds like a good bet.
Yeah, I'm betting.
That money line on that shit. Damn.
What you want to put on it?
I'm
with you on it.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Y'all niggas might have to go to MGM and hit that sports book.
We can go to Greektown and do that shit, man. That's easy.
We ain't been to MGM in a minute, nigga. Nah, we need to go do that.
No, we need to go back to Vegas and do the shit.
Go back to Vegas.
Nigga, this fruit is ridiculous, nigga. Why did I pour so much in this cup, nigga?
I don't know.
You was wired, nigga. We own one.
Nigga.
Wait till my show. You gonna need that shit.
Nigga, I need to not eat it so I can be around for your show.
No, nigga, you gonna be around.
God damn. Nigga, be underneath the table and shit.
My shit gonna be a whole new direction. You gonna be like,
I'll put 200 on them if they win by six or more.
All this chili cheese talk, nigga. I'm about to go get some. Nigga.
200. I know, man. So you gonna put 200 on the Lions to win by six or more?
Six or more.
Nigga, that straight probably, to the crib. That look that shit up now. That should have probably returned you at least.
Shit, five, probably about. Six.
Probably at least 800.
Nigga, I'm gonna tell you right now.
ESPN or what?
If you play,
you ain't got no sports bet apps.
No, I ain't got the sports bet.
Nigga, you need to sign up for
something. Yeah, you slipping, nigga. If you believe that shit, nigga, you must just give me that 200, nigga, and just make it easy.
I'll send you a link for you to sign up for that shit. Because I think you'll get some free money. I think I'll get some free money if you sign up for that shit. Yeah, do like either MGM. Or shit, I got like four of them bitches. DraftKings.
Hit them with that DraftKings, nigga.
Yeah.
I got the BetMGM app.
Yeah, I got BetMGM. I got DraftKings. I got whatever shit is with Greek Town.
That's how I lost the niggas on Super Bowl, man. Because
the gamblers.
Because the motherfuckers stopped trying to score the fucking, I lost a parlay, man. I'd have made like $800.
Parlay.
Niggas play not to lose instead of keep scoring and shit.
I hit one dumb parlay one time, nigga. I put like $2 and won like $300, nigga. That was the only time that shit ever happened. Yeah, on some last minute shit.
Mm. My son be doing parlays. I be laughing at his ass and shit. He be showing me like, son, you can't use that.
I mean, ain't no different than playing the lottery.
Hey, and real quick, just for all of y'all on the videos and shit, whether it's going to be the later videos that we going to do from YouTube, we doing some wild shit now, or the live shit. If y'all looking around in the studio, in the office here.
Go look and see if anybody commented on that, because that's the only thing we can't see if nobody commented.
You know what? I'm going to go do that. But shout out to Ingram Brothers, Safe Moving. You know what I'm saying? That's all family. We all here partying the lab, so y'all going to see the shit. Fuck with them in the whole nine. Let me go check and see if anybody on that shit.
Whole new building coming soon to a podcast.
If we got any, Tony Montanas out there or some shit, this guy has fucking meals stacked in a safe and shit, and you need that shit moved. You know what I'm saying? Ingram Brothers, you know, Safe Movers, man. They'll take care of that.
Shout out to my man Smiley P on this bitch. Shout out to my man. My name is Prime. Shout out to my man Quest McCody. I see y'all, baby.
Oh, what up, though?
I see y'all, baby.
Like they say, man.
And Q, we got to get you on, man, because that's the next move and shit. Right, we've been doing the sports shit, but we're going to get back to the music shit too, man.
Yeah, that's all family right there.
Yeah. And we going to jump into it, man, you know, like I said, full force with the music shit and everything too. It's a couple little shows and shit, you know, we got to get back to and get back out here. But yeah, man, this, I'm going to tell you, man, shit is wild, you know what I'm saying, and on the football tip, but I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, y'all know me, man. Last year, man, I was like, man, fuck these niggas. And I was laughing in the chat every time they was getting their ass raped and all kind of shit. Fuck them niggas, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And now, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna still be that because they not, you know, fully there yet. And I'm still holding my guns until they get, you know, for real. Then I'm still kind of like, you know, suspect on the Lions. But I will say, though. Excuse me. Hell yeah. But,
Hell
yeah. But I will say, I do kind of hope they progress, though. I'm telling you, man, the reason why I say 5-12, because if they go 5-12, they can still be in the mix for one of them top five QBs and still be able to use that other pick on another player on the defensive side.
That ain't going to happen.
Can't it happen?
That should not happen. That's why I said, man.
Why can't it happen?
They too good for top five picks.
Because the Jets suck. Ass cheeks. The
playoffs.
Giants gonna be ass.
Yep.
Playoffs.
The Commanders gonna be. It's too many teams that's gonna suck ass that they gonna be down there by default.
Hey, right. So look, Dre, I'm gonna make you a bet.
Seattle gonna suck ass.
We already got one bet.
I know. And
what's the bet?
It's coming down. If Jimmy on the roster, baby, you owe me 20.
Jimmy ain't gonna be on the roster,
if
man.
If Jimmy on the roster, I owe you 20. But we getting close.
No, I said Jimmy not gonna be on the roster.
Right, and I said if Jimmy on the roster, you gonna owe me 20. If he not, I owe you 20.
But I hope by when?
Week one.
Yeah, right?
Week one. That's what I'm saying. We ain't got but like a week or two to go, nigga.
Jimmy ain't gonna be on the roster.
Oh, so Trey Lance starting?
But wait. Oh, he's starting, but anybody him starting, anybody just him being on the roster. Here's the thing. I got you another 20.
Mm-hmm.
See, I forgot the shit. Oh, that the Lions, not the Lions, that the Jets are not going to be as bad as you think they are.
Okay,
and they're not going to be a top five
pick. It clear. Are the Jets going to finish with a better record than the Lions?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So you only want to do 20? I'll take 50 on that.
No, we'll do 20. We keep it gentlemanly, brotherly and shit. And just a small little 20.
Okay, we'll do 20 in a case of Shandy.
Okay.
It's only a four-pack, you know, but we'll do that.
I got you. We can do that.
I'll see your 20. We can do that. I'll see your 20, and I'll raise you a motherfucking case of beer.
Nigga, use a fool. And that
on some old Skip Bayless and fucking with the Mountain Dews and shit.
For real. But I just came to Dre with that because we already had the other one going. But right. But here's why I say that. I think the Jets are gonna surprise motherfuckers and actually be straight.
They just lost their best offensive lineman.
They gave this nigga all these weapons and Sauce Gardner.
Who?
Nigga, you ain't see all the niggas they just added?
Hey, man, just wait that shit out, man.
Who was that quarterback?
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
He hurt his ass.
Nigga.
That nigga hurt.
Listen.
Brian just added to my PlayStation Plus membership.
So they added my man, the running back from Iowa, or Iowa State. It was a Breece Hall or whatever his name was.
Man.
Never heard of him.
He led the league in the fucking nation in rushing last year. Mm-mm. He's the best back in fucking college football last year. So they added this nigga. Corey Davis was still there.
Just getting the
They
ass
added game. Garrett Wilson. And Sauce Gardner is looking like a miniature Darrell Revis in practice right now.
Mm-mm. I just ate a pineapple. That shit is fire.
I told you. That shit is fire.
That shit is lit.
I know
it's irrelevant, but that shit is lit.
That shit is fire.
I told you.
The pineapple, nigga. Oh, my God.
That shit is lit.
Shit is ridiculous.
Fuck the drink, the pineapple.
That's what I said. I'm like, that's why I said the moonshine is cool, nigga. But the motherfucking pineapple on that bitch is like, God damn. But
one of the receivers just requested a fucking trade.
My show about to be epic.
One of the receivers just requested a trade.
Sure he did. You can request all you want, nigga. KD wanted to fuck out, and look what happened. That nigga sucked it.
Man. All right, man. We ain't about to talk about my man KD, man. I'm fucking with KD.
Why not? Fuck KD.
Fuck that nigga, too. Fuck Kyrie. Fuck them niggas.
Hey, man. For all the niggas that wanted Robert Saleh and shit, because I was one of them. I'm glad we ain't get that nigga, dog.
Fuck that nigga too. Oh, proper speaking, motherfucker.
I'm glad we didn't. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Finest.
Yeah, he Dearborn bred. Yeah. Fuck them Fortson motherfuckers, though. I never did Fortson, man. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm turning into Dre now and shit.
Right.
Them motherfuckers would be calling they line calls in Arabic and shit, mm-hmm. and we was all at cast like, what the fuck are they talking about? Next thing you know, they snap the ball, they gone. I'm like, you bitch.
You got to use every advantage you got, baby. Shit.
Right.
Run over them house niggas.
I'm like, you can't say hike like a normal motherfucker, though. Nope. They on some other shit. Next you know, they snapping the ball and taking the fuck off. Yeah, fuck Fortson. But
Lance had a personal moment.
That's why he's telling you, you gotta watch the ball. And then they get calling out Omaha and fucking Parsi and shit in there.
Hell yeah.
Fucking your ass up. I'm with it. Nigga, shit. Nigga, if I was a coach, nigga, I would have niggas coach or make out calls in Swahili and shit. Nigga, fuck that.
Right.
Like the niggas in Cancun. Like, I don't understand.
What? Nigga Dre, the fuck? Nigga Dre, what the fuck
is that to be? Take this American dollar, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of my room.
This nigga Dre, dog. Oh, my God, nigga. Oh, my God. We're going to get banned.
Right.
We're going to get cut loose.
We ain't trying to get monetized off this shit yet.
All because of this nigga Dre, man. God damn. That's fucked up. All
right, man.
We got video of it now, though. Right.
I'm sorry.
Shit.
No, fuck that. Be authentic, my nigga.
The views of Dre from the Authentic Dre podcast do not reflect.
We got you covered. We'll put all the disclaimers out there. Go in.
The brown bear.
Go in.
Oh shit! If y'all want smoke with Dre, hit him up on the Authentic Dre podcast.
Shit, get your popcorn ready because it's gonna be a whole nother.
Oh man, we done talked enough shit. We done brought Fast back to the fold and everything. Hey,
hell
so
yeah.
I love Mexicans.
Look, man, we gonna.
that's a drop.
That's definitely a drop. Stash that shit. Stash that shit with his top. I love Mexicans.
Hell yeah.
We gonna hit that nigga Dre with that shit. Man. He gonna be mid sentence. I love Mexicans. Y'all niggas stupid, dog. Oh my God. Where the fuck is the silly nigga, man? He done missed our whole fucking show.
Who that?
The special Midnight Express ass nigga.
Yeah.
Maybe he make it for this nigga show, but then that's normally what he do.
Right.
So
let him push no fucking buttons this time.
Right. That nigga pushed all the buttons. That nigga pushed like a little ass kid. That nigga was just doop,
that nigga
doop,
like
doop,
on the
doop,
keyboard
doop,
running his fingers across the bitch. Hell yeah.
wild ass nigga. Hey, so yeah, we gonna shut him down real quick, man. We talked enough shit.
Already?
Yeah.
No, man, we ain't done.
We already at 53 minutes.
Right.
We almost at an hour already.
Actually, we ain't done yet, man. According to the counter here, 54.
Fuck KD, fuck them niggas.
Hold on, man. You gonna have to dial that shit back, man. I fucked with Brooklyn, man.
Fuck Brooklyn, nigga.
I'm fucking Brooklyn. You know what? I'm happy they running it back, man. I still think they can win it.
No,
they're not. Brooklyn.
No, so I'm taking all bets. What y'all want?
So here's the thing.
They're not gonna win it.
So here's the thing. I think they can win it, but I don't think they can win it as constructed currently. I just don't think that Ben Simmons shit is gonna work out. And I think, and here's my main thing. It ain't even Ben Simmons, nigga. I think KD's mind is not gonna be in it because he's so disgruntled with this shit right now. I don't think he really gonna be fully in it, nigga.
Fuck no.
I think KD gonna win MVP.
Right, because at this point he need to validate himself.
He was MVP last year until he got hurt on some random old humbug shit.
He got to validate his own legacy.
This is what's wrong with Brooklyn. First off, you need a fucking head coach. Steve Nash is not a fucking coach. He sucked somebody's dick to get that fucking job.
Damn, shit. I wouldn't even say that.
Second of all, you bring all these old ass niggas. You bring fucking Blake Griffin. What the fuck is he gonna do?
Hey, that's a drop right there too, nigga. Swallow and follow, man.
look at that whole fucking roster.
Okay, go through the roster.
Got niggas support, man.
They roster? Okay.
Who the fuck on their roster?
Nigga, you ain't gotta look it up, man.
Who they starting five
roster,
right
nigga.
Now?
I don't even know who they fucking starting five is.
Exactly. Oh, Kyrie.
Oh, hold on. Bruce, I know they starting five right now.
Bruce Brown.
Who they starting?
Bruce Brown gone.
Who he gone now?
Five, right? Yeah. It's Kyrie. Good. It's Kyrie. Seth Curry.
It's Kyrie. It's Kyrie and
Ben Simmons
and
Claxton.
Damn.
Now you got Joe Harris coming. The infamous motherfucker. Y'all can remember when I was yelling at the radio one day when I was driving.
Ass Joe Harris.
You got Joe Harris,
yeah.
Who didn't play all last year.
Yep. He was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I guarantee you they're going to be. I'm going to put a bet right now, whoever won it. They'll be a top three seed when the playoffs start. So they was the number one seed before KD got hurt.
So you think they're going to be better than Boston?
Oh, Boston's going to take a step back.
You think they're going to be better than Milwaukee? You think they're
the only two I'm worried about, Boston and Milwaukee.
So you're not worried at all about Philly?
Why?
Damn.
Don't you know James Harden in the playoffs? That shit, matter he was in Houston, in Brooklyn.
Man, that shit ain't going to work, man. Philly. James Harden in the playoffs, man.
James Harden don't do shit in the playoffs.
That shit is
garbage. You're not worried about, and you just said top three seed.
Yeah.
So that means we ain't talking about.
I'm not worried about Toronto.
We talking about them getting to the playoffs and
they'll be a top three seed.
Talking about the seeding. So you're not worried about Miami?
No.
So you think that Miami's not going to be a top three seed?
Who you placing your thing in? Tyler Hero?
Man, I'm looking
at Jimmy done exposed himself. Jimmy only has so many moments.
If it wasn't for Jimmy, they got destroyed last year.
Bam is like a slight better version of Ben Wallace.
I wouldn't say he's better. Bam don't have that. He's probably more athletic, but I wouldn't say he's better.
Bam ain't got that dog in him.
Mm. I give you that. I agree with that 100%. 100%. But
Tyler Hero was the reason they had the record they had.
But
I'm with this nigga now.
I don't know about that, nigga.
Duncan Robinson got exposed because when he was making all them threes through the regular season, the nigga disappeared in the playoffs.
But they stopped playing with nigga for whatever reason. But, yeah, that's, you know.
So you want to put 20 on Brooklyn being a top three seed?
Brooklyn won't make the playoffs.
We already got two bets out, nigga.
You want to put 50 on that?
Brooklyn will not make the playoffs.
You want to put 50 on that?
I want 50 on
that. Yeah, I don't know about that, nigga. Yeah, I might even take you 50 on that, nigga.
They will make the play-in and get their ass knocked off.
Ooh, yeah,
so
nigga.
You want to put 50 on that?
You ready to lose $150, niggas? I even want 50 on
that.
Right. If I'm saying they're going to be a top three seed, you said they ain't going to make the playoffs.
Nigga, that's
fuck them niggas.
Even I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're going to be like, you know, 4 or 5 or some
man,
shit.
Man, look, KD mindset is not there no more, man. He's
fucked
crazy.
I agree with that.
He fucked up when he left
KD State. Mindset is.
I agree with that.
No, he
but
fucked
at the
up.
Same time, he nigga, he's not going to be a bum, nigga.
KD was an MVP.
He ain't got no help.
What nigga. You mean he ain't got no help?
He ain't got no fucking help.
They didn't have Joe Harris all last year.
Why the fuck? They lined up with screwed.
They didn't have Joe Harris all last year.
Dang, they only had
James Harden was still crying about his hamstring, so he was only playing.
No, that nigga maybe was fucking 60%. Out of fuck James Harden too.
Yeah, I say fuck that too, nigga but too.
Philly ain't gonna be shit either. Joel Embiid gonna one out.
So you think if they was number one seed at the time when KD got hurt when Bruce Brown randomly ran into his knee? That's what I was Kyrie playing. Every single game. That's without Kyrie being there.
Fuck Kyrie, too.
Yeah, I hate Kyrie. Fuck Kyrie. But
damn.
I fucks with KD. I don't fuck with Kyrie.
You know what's fucked up, man?
I fuck with KD too, but I think he need to get the fuck out of Brooklyn.
Hey, so look, we got like a minute and a half, we'll say.
We got as many minutes as you fucking need in this bitch.
Yeah. What the
fuck? See, we ain't got no women waiting on our ass, nigga. The timer.
Them fucking chili cheese fries. You ain't hear what the fuck I said, nigga?
Oh, man. Hey, that shit sound good right about
I told you
now,
I got a roast in a crock pot, so I know what the fuck I'm walking to the crib too.
Damn. I need something to soak up some of these side apples.
That shit merit. That shit cooking while we having this conversation.
Hell no. Nah.
I mean, shit.
Hell
no.
Nah. Yeah, we got 3 seconds or 3 minutes.
Mashed potatoes.
Dumb dumb rock walked in.
Yeah, put the potatoes in that bitch.
Yes, sir. Right back. No, this mashed potatoes. Garlic mashed potatoes.
I want the roast where you chop the potatoes, you put the carrots in that bitch, all that shit
in
there.
I could do that. I got the UConn gold, man.
Yeah.
I ain't got the russets. I got the UConn golds for that shit.
Some fucking cornbread and shit on that shit.
Oh, shit. I might hit Motor City. So
yeah, ladies, I cooks around this bitch.
Oh, hell
so,
yeah.
You know, you swallow the follow.
Swallow
him, nigga.
Man, I'm glad I ain't take that drink.
Oh!
I just spit all that shit out.
Hell no, man.
Say, baby, go and get down with the winning team.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
I can't wait to get to the crib.
Shit, man. I'm hungry as fuck, man. Motor City might be calling my name.
I'm always hungry as fuck. Door.
Nigga, we back. Special guest in the motherfucking building.
Oh shit.
Brother Darkness is in this shit.
Darkness in the
Wait a
house,
minute,
man.
Nigga. Come to the camera, nigga. You not even in the camera. Ain't no one of these three motherfucking cameras catching what Brother Darkness is in the building, motherfuckers.
Can we get a motherfucking set of claps for Brother Darkness, dumbass?
Hey, you said he's gonna show up just in time for my shit. You
said he's gonna do it. Just in time for your shit, man. This nigga wild as fuck, man. Hell no. Hell no.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man.
What it is?
That motherfucker, man. As soon as we just.
This that nigga comes right when we about to close nowhere. Out the fucking episode and shit, nigga.
That nigga always gotta make an entrance.
Hey, you know, cause we got one more in the clip, but you know. But yeah, man, so yeah, just to close them out now and shit, it's a good session. We got Fats back in. We established the fact that the Lions could either be great or be shitty.
Right, we'll see.
If
they don't make as many fucking penalties in the fourth quarter, they will win the fucking game.
Nigga, you gotta get some of the fruit from old Smokey, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
You gotta get some fruit from old Smokey, man. Get
you
right.
Yeah, holler at old Smokey, man.
Get you some diced pineapples.
Yeah, man.
No, we're talking about
the Lions period in general and shit, nigga. But we can either say they're either gonna be good or they're gonna be shit. We're gonna see. You know,
as long as Goff don't start, they actually use the shit they got. Like they got the one new receiver.
We gonna see, man.
Nice ass hands on him. Mm-hmm. That little rookie running back.
Right.
He got some wheels on him. And you got Barry Sanders coaching him now.
So what's your record
Barry
for
coaching them niggas?
Huh?
Hey, Barry ain't coaching.
Hey, your brother Darkness record position.
No, it's Deuce Staley.
Deuce Staley.
No, what is Barry Sanders doing then?
He's just making special appearances.
Yeah, he's just be there.
Yeah, he's just a liaison. Yeah, he's just a liaison. That nigga don't say shit to them niggas. Not as sweet as he was, but
with my record, I can say they could win
5-8.
So you said 8 wins in the playoffs.
That 500 is looking real.
So 8 wins and missing the playoffs.
But you know, man, they can squeak out 10.
I'm still sticking with my 7-10.
I'm saying
10-7.
All right, so there it is.
What you got? What you say your record? I don't remember your record.
I said they're gonna be the best 5-12 team we've ever seen, nigga.
We bet on that, right?
No, we didn't bet on that. Okay.
Yeah, but you got to remember, last season, they wasn't doing the same shit when we had old boy Stafford.
Right.
Stafford, they'll lose by like 48-35.
But that's because the player.
28.
Well, that's a whole other episode. Nigga, that's a whole other episode.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's
wait a minute. But
I know y'all want to go outside, though.
Actually put points up. So the defense just gave the games back away.
So you taking this Brooklyn bet or what? We need to get this shit on record.
Okay, what you want?
Brooklyn? We all got 50 on it. You said they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, fuck them niggas,
you
man.
You said 50.
You fuck them. Fuck them.
You said fuck them, but you ain't.
Fuck them niggas. The I'll put y'all 50 on.
Oh, that's 150. Look, so listen. Fat's about to pay each one of us 50 bucks.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I going to do with that 50?
And either me and Drake will either split on the 20 or one of us will be $40 richer. That's established.
I'm getting that. I know I'm getting that.
Yeah.
Hey, but yeah,
you want 52? Shit, man.
I thought it was going to be something special. Like, I say the Lakers are not going to make the playoffs again.
Well, that's possible.
They'll
make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they probably will. But
the league is going to help them make the playoffs this year.
Lose. But hey, but yeah, so like I said, we're going to finish closing them out.
We're going to get
this shit in together. You know, again, let me get some claps on it. Good to have Fats back in the fold for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Fats may not be a complete regular, but Fats is back in the fold.
Hide your bacon.
Hide your taco sauce.
Damn.
Hide your bacon. Put a chain
on the fridge. And on your bitches.
And bolt that bitch to the floor.
And on your bitch. That is correct.
Swallow her too.
The fat girls. That nigga got him like a motherfucking Pied Piper and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Just like Batman. You know how Batman got the bat symbol, you know what I'm saying?
He got the belly symbol, nigga.
I got the belly symbol.
Like, hey, that nigga's logo is like the Alfred Hitchcock boy, which is all belly, nigga.
Hey, look. Halfway cooked Crisco.
When you hear my sound.
The egg sizzling sound.
He's driving to the crib at night. All you see is a fucking belly in the sky.
Hell yeah.
Half the moon covered up like a crescent, nigga.
Yeah. Another swath of big holes and shit.
Show you right. Yeah.
Going to this nigga crib, dog.
No, that's me coming in your girl. That's me coming in your girl crib.
We got to find the one episode where you used the one intro and it was like, not according to Fat Man.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, I think that was like 53 or 52 or some shit.
Shout out Lamont. Yeah, we need that logo.
Yeah.
We got fat belly logo and shit. This nigga his own shit.
Alfred Hitchcock shit with this nigga.
Oh, don't get it twisted. Fat Man Food Review is coming.
Hey, remember the picture nigga I had in black and white with this nigga El Chefe nigga in the south? Shit.
Don't get shit twisted. Man. Fat Man's Food Review is coming.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Hey, so we're going to close.
He ain't going to stop eating. So, you know,
I ain't going to stop eating, goddamn it. I'm just eating a little less, but I ain't going to stop eating.
Right. So, yeah, you know what it is. Food Review's coming back. You know, we can't wait for that shit. Let me get some claps on that.
Because your girl is cooking it.
Hell yeah. And then motherfucking.
When I come in the dough, you hear that? You hear that sound? When I come in the dough, food is ready.
This nigga with the pork chunky and shit.
That means it's time for you to go. Food is ready.
This nigga's ridiculous.
Niggas ain't gonna have a light like the Krispy Kreme light and shit. Doing the food, done and shit.
Who the hell is running
this little ass cord? This nigga, Darkness, over here looking at the intricacies of the bullshit.
I get first deals on food before it get to y'all niggas now. So, you know, I be lost your mind, nigga.
I gotta deliver that shit.
So, you know, I get first deals on all that.
Yeah, yeah.
This nigga walk through shooting out glaze and shit.
This nigga delivering trucks. They about a crate short and shit. I told you, this nigga gonna have a little a cigarette lighter. Grilled shit.
I told you, man. It's gonna be a few motherfucking hamburger patties missing.
Nigga got a griddle, dog.
A whole box of flies.
Cigarette lighter on that bitch.
A whole box of steak flies missing.
Right off the delivery and shit. Nigga taking the meat.
Yep. Taking all that shit, and a box of steak fries.
Hey, we about to go, but that nigga got a power converter, nigga, with an air fryer plugged in.
Air fryer, nigga. Panini press and shit.
Using that ciabatta bread, nigga, to make my sandwiches, nigga.
This nigga stupid. Hey, so yeah, we
from the Cheesecake Factory.
Hey, we gonna go for real so we don't lose motherfucking tape time and shit so we can get for Dre shit.
Hell yeah.
Hey, so yeah, y'all know who it is, what the fuck it is, and how the fuck it is. Just to get all the drops and everything, y'all can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Everything is Dubbing the Brown Bear.
That's right.
I'm sorry,
that's
Dubbing the Bear. Excuse me.
Dubbing the Bear.
Instagram and Facebook.
That nigga finally came out the wilderness.
Hell yeah. The bear came through them trees and shit, you know.
Right.
Same thing with the wolf over there. You know, you send in the wolf.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we back Shelf together.
Send in the wolf.
40 cows, 50 cows, the banana clips.
For real.
Hell yeah. And, yeah, man, we in the books, man. Like I said, I think this is 59. So, yeah. We in the books, man. We can flush this one out.
All right.
Holla.
Yeah.